Alrighty, it is coming up on 10:10 here on the Mighty 690 as we go throughout a Thursday, and as we do every Thursday here in the 10 o'clock hour, we have our chat with Becky Barnhart of Coffeeville Friends of Animals. Good morning, Becky. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine. Loving the rain. How about you guys?
Yeah, absolutely. No, that is great. So we are happy to have it, and we just hope it stays off and holds off for summer celebration coming up here on Saturday.
That's true. That's true. But
so, well,
anyway, it kind of cool things off. And oh, I heard your little jingle about if it's 70 and over, leave Rover at home. Or
I thought that was cool.
I think it's really cool. I'm going to make sure I tell Oksana to put that on our Facebook page for the shelter because it's very good advice. I know they love to go with their owners and ride, and it's kind of nice to have that companionship, but. If you're going to be stopping stopping a lot, they just don't need to be in the car.
Yeah,
absolutely not.
Yeah, they had that in the Wilson County Citizen, so that was good. So, hey,
that was very good.
Yeah, we made it through the 4th, so hopefully, yeah. I know over, and I think Caney, they had a bunch of, the pound over there was real full of a lot of dogs, so I know, unfortunately, there are probably some dogs that got spooked by the fireworks and everything. It's always the kind of difficult time this time of year, I know.
It is, and I honestly, our animal control officer is on vacation this week, so that really probably put a real hardship on people trying to get a hold of him. But I talked to Oksana about, did we have a lot of animals coming in? And she said, no, we really didn't. But it was probably really, like I said, because Paul wasn't around to, pick them up, bring them in. And that Facebook has, it has its faults, but it also has its benefits. And I noticed a lot of people were quickly posting, my little dog bolted out the door, and there was a lot of reunions that they were able to get their pets back. So, as I said, it's a scary time, and you can really try to be the best prepared you can be with the tags on their, making sure their collars and their tags are up, and just playing the music for them, putting them in the bedroom, just trying to keep them out of harm's way. Accidents happen. It's just the way it is. And feel real bad for anyone that still hasn't found their pet, but maybe now that things are quieted down, maybe they'll make their way back home. So anyway, just another one of those situations we try to avoid.
Yeah, absolutely. So how are we looking as far as adoptions and everything this week?
Well, we have had some wonderful adoptions, and we've had some new animals coming into the shelter, and we also have some animals that have been with us for a while. So I will brag about the adoptions because that's always one of the best parts of this little segment. Bambi. I don't know if I talked about Bambi last time, but I want to again say Bambi was adopted. She had been with us a very, very long time. So when those kind of animals are adopted out, we are so, so thankful. So Bambi has found her new home. And then this week we had several kitten adoptions. It was Nina and Tina and Harper. They all found their new homes. So it's been kind of a slow week with the holiday and stuff. We kind of understand it, but we're expecting it to continue. We had a great month in June. Part of it, I think, is the kitten special, but we also had a lot of kittens, so it just made sense. But I know Oksana's excited about last month's numbers that we really were able to adopt out a lot. The dogs I have available today, I'm going to start with Irish. This is a name you've heard me speak of many, many times. He's been with us for a long, long time. He's our longest-term resident at this time. He's got lots of energy. He's a good dog. He would probably do well in a home that someone wants to go out and walk or run, or, someone that's very active. This Irish would make the perfect pet. We've been working on his manners and leash training, and so he would have that to continue with his new home. He gets along, and this is great. He gets along with cats, other dogs, and we don't know how he is with small children because that's not something we can easily test, but we just know he gets along with other animals. And probably one of the wonderful things about him is because of his length of time at the shelter, someone's been gracious enough to step in and say, if the right person comes in, I'll take care of the adoption fee. So Irish is also sponsored. So let's see if we can't get him into his new home. Nicole, I've spoke about Nicole several times. Nicole is just beautiful, and she she's the dog that was tied up outside of the shelter. And she came to us, and she was very pregnant and just very scared. Well, since then, you know, she's had her litter, and she's been spayed, so she won't have to worry about that part of her life anymore. But we just want her to have a second chance. She is a beautiful thing. She's kind of a Catahoula. There I got it out. Catahoula cross. Just beautiful. She's black and white and gray and kind of a tall girl, has a short little stub tail that wiggles when she's around you. We think she would do great with someone that just needs her. She doesn't always get along with the other dogs at the shelter, so we really need her to be in an only home. She is, we would recommend a meet and greet if you want to come in and you've got children in the house. We can see how that goes. But she is up to date on all of her shots. Like I said, she's already spayed, so she could go home with you the day you pick her out. But please go to Facebook and check her out. Beautiful dog. Banjo is a 4-year-old male mixed breed. Banjo has been with us for a while. He's a reddish brown and white color. He came into the shelter. One of his eyes had an injury to it, so he can no longer see out of that eye. Doesn't seem to stop him. He's just as active as if nothing's wrong. He's a very sweet dog. He likes to play in the water, and he loves his treats. So we'd sure like to see Banjo find that great home. He's kind of our little handicap dog. That doesn't, as I said, doesn't make any difference to him. So those are the dogs that we were featuring. We do have some smaller dogs that have come in, and you can go on our Facebook page. You go to CFA, stands for Costco Friends of Animals, and you can see all the pictures. The girls, the staff, they've been doing a great job. But every Friday, they try to update the pictures of the animals available and to also show off who got adopted. So there's some good things happening to our Facebook page. Our cat, Peter, has come in to us. Is a 9-week-old male tabby cross. He arrived when he was only 4 weeks old, but he's old enough now to be adopted out. So he's been with us, and we've given him his shots, lots of love. He's litter box trained. He's beautiful. And we've socialized him as best we can. And along with him is Gizmo, who is also a 9-week-old male tabby. They came in about the same time. Both too young to be adopted out when they first came in, but they're sufficient enough on their own to leave us and find their home. So we would sure like to see those two little guys adopted out. Stella and Louise are 2 3-year-old litter mates. They were surrendered to us lately because the owner was no longer able to take care of them. They've always been inside cats, so they've not been around any other animals or children. And they're quite scared. I mean, that shelter environment is loud, and people are coming and going, and the dogs are barking. So they're pretty stressed right now. We'd really love to see them get out of the shelter as quickly as possible. You know, at 3 years old, they're already litter trained, like wonderful house pets. They do need to go together, so their adoption fee would be $125. But as I said, that would include their spaying and up on their shots and up on their worming. One of the things that I was going to speak about, and I think I talked to James about this earlier, I think he's going to do a story on this with Oksana, but she has gotten together with one of our local veterinarians, and we're going to start a program, and it's called TNR. And TNR stands for Trap, Neuter, Release. We know in the city of Coffeyville there's lots and lots of feral cats. We also know they serve a purpose. I mean, they do have a purpose when they're feral, but there's just too many of them. They can reproduce 3 or 4 times a year. And, they can have that makes 24 cats by one. So it's getting out of hand. And we've got a lot of nice citizens that try to trap them and bring them in. But we've got a program set up in such a way that you contact the shelter, you rent the live trap from us, and then at that time it is taken to the vet, and the vet does the spay or neutering, and then you pick it up, and then you take it and release it back. Feral cats do not make good house pets, so it's not something that we're trying to train them to be a house. It's just that we're just trying to stop the huge population. And as I said, James will be talking to Oksana and have much more information, probably a better explanation than I've just given you. But it's something out there, and it's wonderful. It's just wonderful that we've got people that are trying to help these animals be healthy. And this program is going to start July the 8th. So look forward to this. I'm excited too that this is happening.
Yeah, that is going to be good. I mean, we've got a pretty large, I don't know, pack of them behind the radio station. They actually sometimes leave mice at the back door because, you know, they're proud of their accomplishment.
Oh, yeah.
which it's good to keep the mice population down, but yeah, there are a lot of them.
That's what I said. They serve a purpose. But in fact, I was at one of the local banks yesterday in the drive-in, and these two young ladies were in front of the car, and I couldn't figure out what they were doing. And so the lady next to me asked, you know, what are you doing? And they said, there's a little kitten trapped in the drain. And they had a bowl of food, and they were trying to coax the little kitten out. And so, you know, when we took off, we were very, very carefully to get out of there. I'm assuming they probably got the kitten because they were very patient waiting for, and the lure of food probably would bring it out. But that's just another example of how many of these kittens are running around in town. And if they're caught young enough, they can become good pets. So, and good girls, good citizens there. They were trying to take care of the poor little kitten. That's sweet. So hopefully this program is going to help.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So we're looking at getting some more good information on that and everything. So do you have any requests for maybe any items at the shelter as far as bleach, blankets, et cetera?
Right. Well, actually, right now we're very, very low on adult dog food. She put a plea out, and some of our good donors that usually step up whenever we are in need have come forward. But I talked to her this morning before I came on the air, and she said, yes, we're still low. And I said, anything particular? And she said, just the large, you know, large breed would be wonderful. Of course, they'll always take kitty and puppy because that doesn't come in as often. But she has said they are very low on dry dog food. We can always use the kitty litter, the blankets, the bleach. That's an Dawn detergent. Those things are ongoing. And, you know, sometimes when you're at the store, you just pick something up, just a little extra here and there. And it helps us, and it's not such a hardship on the person making the donation. So we sure appreciate all the donations that come in. She has a wish list that is set up on Facebook, Amazon wish list. And if you need our shipping address, it is P.O. Box 1654, Coffeyville. It's amazing what I go to the post office, and I'll have these slips of people that have, you know, made a donation through Amazon, and it comes in. So it's an ongoing thing. We feel real good about the shelters. I told you a while back, the inspector came in, gave us high kudos for the way it is operating and the cleanliness and the care of the animals. We really got a nice report on that. So that made us feel very good. So I'm going to tell you where we are located so you guys can come out and visit the shelter. If you want to do volunteering this summer, we're always happy to have volunteers come in. She is also looking for new staff members right now. We are hiring. So all good things are going towards the shelter. Come out and get involved. It is located across the street from the water waste treatment plant on the way to South Coffeyville. It's the last county road. It is paved all the way there, and we're the little white building on the north side. Our telephone number is 620-252-6060. And again, we have our Facebook page that you can contact her through that. Just look at the animals, but always good things happening at the shelter. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing that we have in our community.
All righty, Becky. Well, I do appreciate you letting us know about all of that and some good stuff here. And yeah, I'll definitely be following up with Oksana, get some more good information about this, and appreciate that program. It's going to be good to have. And of course, I appreciate you calling in like you do every week.
Well, I enjoy talking about the animals, and we've had some good adoptions because of this. People listen in, and, you know, they might be looking for that one particular breed or just the kind of animal, and we hit the spot, and they come out and they adopt. So I feel good about doing this also.
That's
it's
great.
It's a wonderful purpose.
It does. It does. You never know what animals are going to come in, and we always like getting them a good home. So, all righty. Well, Becky, thank you so much for calling in, and we'll chat again here next week.
All right. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you, Becky. Becky Barnard of Coffeyville Friends of Animals, and we'll be back to open line here in moments.